Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Beautiful music, right? There from Pascal Yive and the song Faithful. Our God is faithful all the times. And I see Abu Jack. Hello, Abu Jack. Kakapa Motsetla, our very own Abu Jack Mo Radio Pulpit, saying, wow, what a topic. Hey, we are learning every day. It's a learning curve for us. And I see Pastor Nontlantla Ponsongweya. Hello, hello. How are you at home today? Thank you so much for tuning in, my queen, and being with us. And she says, good day, Spo. Tuned in. Wow. Played a song which I used to love much by KK. Yeah. Ne? The Shekinah Glory. that beautiful one. This one is not the Shekinah Glory, but it's the Hallelujah Cherubim. And on Saturday we had a wonderful time. We went to Klerksdorp. We had partnered with Christian Women Business Network, and it was so awesome to be in the space where women were gathering. And we are grateful for the invite from the CEO and founder of the CWB, and Kiamudisa Mulato, my queen. How are you?
I am so overwhelmed with God at this point in time.
Yeah.
And so to say I am well would be an understatement. I am gratefully and excitedly overwhelmed and humbled also by God right now.
Wow. What an awesome God that we serve, right?
Yes, you can say that again.
Faithful, faithful, faithful. So it was so awesome for us as Radio Pulpit to be in that space. And we thank God that we did have a moment of talking to some of the ladies who were there. We couldn't talk to everybody, but we spoke to only three. And the first one that we spoke to was Sis Millicent, who was coming there. And this is what she had to say as we were talking to her. Okay, still opening that here.
Yeah, I told you that we are the Christian women business network in Klerksdorp, and I'm meeting some beautiful queens out here. Who am I talking to?
Hi, are you talking to Millicent?
Millicent, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Good, good. So you are here. Tell us about why you're here, my queen.
Well, I'm here because I was invited by a sweetest person ever, my friend. Mm. She's actually the person that I'm working with. We are in a business together.
Mm.
I work as a building manager, so she's one of my suppliers. So she invited me over to come and meet up with women so that I can interact,
yeah,
you know.
Network.
And, you know, chill with other women, get some ideas, you know. Yeah, so it was productive and very informative. I liked it here, and I wish to be invited more often.
Oh, Sis Millicent, my queen, you are not telling me everything. What are you taking home with you from today?
Well, what are you taking?
She smells divine. She smells divine. Yeah.
Come on, my queen. Okay, what I'm taking home today is three words from three different ladies.
Mm.
The first lady of which is Bongile, the queen that I'm talking to today.
Oh my.
She said I must take my market into my pulpit. So I'm taking my marketplace to the pulpit. That's what she taught me today. So I'm gonna shine, climb up on my pulpit, take my marketplace there. And then the second one was the one from Ostoli, where she said we are a one body with different body parts. So as we ladies today, so we as women today, we were combined as one body in one word. So we all spoke one language, though with different parts of body. Whenever a one hand is out of our sight, then we should quickly gather together as ladies and then go and pick up that one hand. And then we become complete as well again as one body. Thank you.
Wow. Keep growing. Keep representing Christ out there and all of God's best. Thank you so much, my queen.
I'm going to live holistically life.
Born.
That was the last word from
me. It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. And I'm so excited here at the Christian Women Business Network. I met a beautiful queen, and that is, I said pastor. So you are a pastor. It means the Lord is saying something.
Amen.
Oh, Aneska Odeyson, how are you?
I'm so good. It is such a privilege being here, seeing all the beautiful women, connecting with them. You know, seeing God's heart through them.
So we got many women in the marketplace out there. Oh, they're serving the Lord. Some of them forget that the marketplace and God go together.
Amen.
What would you say to that? Because we forget. We're like, oh, no, this is my job. And then you go, oh, that's the Lord. And then this is my job. So you separate the two. Are they separable?
No. You cannot separate the two. You need to be authentic. You need to be unique. You need to be you. You need to be Christ for the world. You need to be the light. You need to be the love. You need to be the hands and feet. You need to be that in your house, in your business, in your ministry, in your car, in the supermarket. You cannot separate that.
And so you were a speaker up there. You spoke about integrity. And we need to come out and represent Christ. They need to see Christ in us out there.
Yes. Because the reflection of Christ in you will show. And, you know, the Lord said to me, give this world hope. Give them restoration.
Right.
Give them peace. Give them my love. Show them who I am. Because you are Christ. Christ is in you. Christ in you is what the world needs. The light, the love, the presence of the Lord. You cannot wait for Jesus to come. We need to be Jesus now for the world, for this broken world.
So what is your message to those that are listening who couldn't come to Klagsdorp like me? I'll praise the Lord, I'm in Klagsdorp, but who couldn't come like me? And they are in the marketplace.
Well, my message to you is never separate who you are from the woman that the Lord has made you, that authentic women that you are. You know, dig deep the beauty and don't separate what God has put in your heart for the world. I remember when the Lord, you know, he showed me who I am, and I said to him, I will never look back at the woman that I was. I am now the woman that you are showing me, and I will be that woman to the world.
Wow. Amen to that. Thank you so much for giving us a moment to talk to you.
Thank you.
So it's going on. We're going on. Okay. All right.
Bye.
You have been here since the morning when we got here at 8:30, and I think you came at 7.
I came at 8.
Oh, you look like a 7 person. When we got here at 8:30, who am I talking to?
I'm speaking to Lerato Mweketi. I am Kia's assistant. I assist with CWD and
events.
Yeah.
And so, how do you find Klagsdorp today?
I love Klagsdorp. Klagsdorp is home for me.
Our ropa, wait. When our travel channel room?
Oh, no, I did, because I live in Joburg.
Oh, okay.
Mara. Moha, ki moha. Yeah. No, I live 10 minutes away from here. I find Klagsdorp to be one of the hard to crack type of cities.
Yeah,
but should be, you know, it should be infiltrated, man.
Yeah,
because there are people who believe in God. Right, it's just to bring the worlds together. I don't know how to explain it by saying bringing the worlds together. Because Klagsdorp is filled with black and white people,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
and we need to find a place where we can bring them together.
And just like in that
room, just like in the event,
we are one.
Yes,
and you don't feel like there's one. Right? No, we are one.
Right, and this gives us an opportunity to know their business, and then they know our business, and then we can network and create.
Build it bigger, because we are one in the kingdom of God.
Exactly.
So how are the preparations and the expectations? Are they met?
The preparations was, you know what, man? I wouldn't really say it was hectic for me per se. Because I really
You didn't even look hectic at all, even in the morning.
Because I really believed that they will show up in their own way. We just have to watch and see how they do things. Because when you come into the new land, you don't come in and you try to impose yourself. You need to take a little bit of a step back and watch what would happen or what can happen. So when I first came here to check the yes. the venue before yes. we booked it. I was like, this is it. This speaks to CWBA. And I mean, inside the venue, you would see the flowers. You know, you see green, you see white, you see gold.
Even out here.
You're right? And then you know that this place speaks us. On top of that, the name of the venue, even from Shack to Sanctuary, which is part of what CWN is about. Heal and then become. Right? So when I saw this place, I was like, lovely, this speaks to us.
And the expectations, are they met today?
They are met. Yeah. They are met. I think the only thing we still have to work on is timekeeping. Azalwani, our timekeeping, shame.
Now, there's a woman who's listening from home and they're like, sure, I'm in the marketplace, Eish Morena, and I hear about the Christian Women Business Network. Eish, maybe if I can join those women, what did you say to them about coming into CWBN?
I'm saying they should. They should,
it's, because it's for them, it's not, for their best.
I think what makes people think maybe they don't qualify to be in it is because we think it's only just business people who have the product. And yeah, if you are a career woman,
already established.
We're already established. Also, if you're a career woman, you qualify. Because even if you're a doctor or a lawyer or an artist, this is your place. I think that's where maybe our communication has to be strong in, by saying, you career woman, you, with your academics, you belong here. It's not just those who only have a certain products, like your beauty products or any other products, but you who literally is just a lawyer, an attorney. This is your space. You as a psychologist, this is your space, because we are all Christian women at the end of the day.
I think we, whenever people hear marketplace, they're thinking, entrepreneurs.
Yes, entrepreneurs. That's the word I was looking for, right? Because that's what they think it is. Kanti, we are trying to say, no, it's not that. We are literally emphasizing by saying entrepreneurs, career women, women in ministry, right? And we say this over and over again, but I think maybe we need to try and make them warm up into that by showing them. So if they come to the event, that's when they will actually see that women in ministry belong here. Yes, you're going to just probably preach only and not give us a product, but you have done the part that CWBN stands for.
And that preaching is going to drive you throughout the year in your business.
Exactly.
Wow. Lerato, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much for
having me. So what's happening inside now?
Right now it's a panel discussion. There will be questions coming in and out from people who are curious and want to know more from what the speakers have said.
Awesome.
I cannot wait.
I think we have to go.
Thank you.
And remember, family, that the views and opinions expressed in the following program or live broadcast are solely those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Radio Pulpit. The station do not endorse or take responsibility for the content discussed during the program.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
So Klerksdorp went something like that. That was like really awesome, really awesome. My queen, can we just give them a song and then come back to you, talk to you, and take it from there. But that was just like really awesome, talking to the three awesome, beautiful queens.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
We gave you the sounds of Tony McLachlan featuring Togo Zombambo and Mahalia Buchanan. And I hope that you have enjoyed that song. Just for me. He did it all just for me. He went to the cross and he did it all just for me. 29 minutes it is, just after 2 on 657 AM. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on Heart to Heart with me. And I am with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany Johan Al says hello to you on something else. And afterwards, Ayanda Nenimba takes you through with Spectrum up until 6 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, you will have Dwayne on sports. You will have Dwayne on sports. And as I said earlier on, I am with my queen, the founder of Christian Women Business Network. Now, those are the views expressed by the ladies who are attending, and one a speaker, and one also who works with you, very close with you, Kia. and she shared, or they all shared their hearts. But it was such a beautiful day. To you as the founder, how was the day?
The day was a beautiful surprise. As always, God surprised us with what he does. You know, we as the Christian Women Business Network are on a permanent roadshow, if you may call it that. We are always, most of the times, in new territory. We host our events in new territory because outside of the conferences, we want to create networking groups or local network of business women in different areas of South Africa so that they have a local place to go to for support and empowerment or inspiration or assistance in different areas of business. So we went to Klerksdorp for the first time, and God is certainly letting us know that he is in charge, because what he did in Klerksdorp, we could not have ever prepared for. Mm. We went there in the name of business networking and connecting with new sister friends. And what we experienced was God in action. We experienced healing. We experienced mental, spiritual empowerment. Mm. And we were encouraged, and some of us walked out bolder than we were when we came in, and simply because God was in the space. Mm. And when we start our sessions, we say, do with us as you would like. Have your way with us, for each and every one of us as individuals, but also as your daughters in the marketplace. Mm. And I don't know if I asked you that question, what would you answer? But that was my experience of Saturday.
Saturday was just outstanding. It was just something new, something that one has never experienced anywhere else. And so it was awesome for us as Radio Pulpit to experience that. Frank Jacobs, I see you saying great music. Love it, my sis. Thank you so much, Frank. That is so encouraging. We love you. We love you. Now, there are sister friends that are out here who are in the marketplace, who are either in the business space or they're working at a certain job. They clock every morning and go home later on. They're also going through the most. We found that it doesn't mean that when you are owning a business or when you're working, everything is just smooth and everything is just easy. And that's why we saw God healing, bringing about healing in that space as well, restoration as well. My queen, can you talk, because we know that you got words of inspiration for those that are in the marketplace, and I'm going to include men as well at this moment who are also tuned in. What would you say to those who are also finding themselves going through this, but they're going through the worst and the most in their lives?
You know, I think it all begins with God. And sometimes when we start responding to such questions and saying it all begins with God, it may sound like cliche or mediocre, or maybe I don't have a good answer for the question, but I am answering the best way that I know and from my own experience. that it all starts with God. I have lived a life that has really taught me, and I said this on Friday when you and I, last week when you and I had the conversation, that we live in the wilderness. The wilderness is not someplace far away. On particular days, we find ourselves in the wilderness. And the only protection that we have when we are in the wilderness is God. Is our prayer, is our tool. The prayer is the weapon that we use to conquer, to survive, to overcome and make it through the wilderness. So for those of our family members listening to this station, to this conversation right now, who may feel like they are going through the worst, I want to say, number one, the worst will come to an end. It is not a permanent state of affairs. Number two, in the worst that you're experiencing, in the storm that you're experiencing, you are still able to experience the fruit of the Spirit. So you can still find peace. You can still find kindness. You are called to be patient and to persevere. And those things are gifts that come with the Holy Spirit. So it does not mean we only enjoy or experience those gifts when we are in a good space. When we are in the storm, in a challenged place, in the valley, we are also able to experience those things. But it's up to us to focus on those things and to hold on to those. Hold on to the peace. Hold on to the joy. There is an element and a degree of joy even when we are going through hard times, you know. The work that you achieve on a daily basis, even though you may be achieving it in a difficult, in a pressing environment, should bring you a degree of joy. Achievement should bring you, hold on to that. Hold on to that joy. And remember, as I've said and I started to say, prayer is our weapon. Through prayer, we ask for God to bless us with peace. We ask for God to cover us. We ask for God to, we say, God, you said in my weakness, you are my strength. So even in the storm, God becomes our strength. And I often say that circumstances or situations do not define our purpose or our calling. They do not define it. They do not shift it. They do not change it. We must remain who we are in all circumstances, in all situations. Storms come and go, but we remain who we are. And the most important character of who we are is being the children of God and staying and remaining the children of God in the different ways that we are called to remain the children of God. Hard times, being in the valley, it is expected. It is in the Bible. But our responsibility then becomes to question ourselves about where we are. How did we get there? What part did I play for me to find myself in the storm, in the valley, in this organization that seems to be against me, or in this team that seems to be against me, or in this team where I feel I don't belong, where I feel I have wrongly been placed, where I feel it's not a place for me to flourish? What have I done to find myself in there? What can I do to change the situation? Where do I look for help? What kind of help am I looking for? And also look at the situation and study and analyze the situation to say exactly what is going on here and what am I uncomfortable with? What are the points that are really pressing and putting pressure on me or oppressing me or making it difficult for me to breathe or flourish? You are in the valley. But also ask yourself, are you perhaps the one making the environment a valley for somebody? Are you the one making the environment heavy for the team? Are you the one making the company or the business that you're leading not to progress? We have all these responsibilities as people in the marketplace, and we must not only think or believe or hope that just because I'm a child of God, I don't have responsibilities, everything else will fall into place. There has got to be discipline. There has got to be, we have to be diligent in the way that we do things. We should be chasing excellence. And excellence is not in how things look, but it's in how we do things. I always say that the cake, if you are a baker and you're selling cake and you sell beautiful cake, the cake that you're selling, the beauty that we see of the cake must be the same beauty that we will find in the kitchen where the cake was made. It means that there's no lie, there's no two-face, there's no making impressions. The brand that you present must be exactly the same as where you build that brand, where you make that brand, the way that you work with your team, the energy that you bring in your team, your paperwork, your SARS papers, your CIPC registration, all these things have got to be in order. Your financials, how you spend from your business account. Are you paying your debts on time? You know, and some of us will go through certain lessons that will teach us that if you don't do this one thing right, the rest of the things cannot come, cannot go well. So sometimes we think we are stagnant. Sometimes we think we are in the valley. Sometimes we think we are going through the worst. But what part did we play, did I play in the worst that I'm experiencing? What I love about the Bible, God says repent. On a daily basis, repent, confess your sins. So when you repent on reflection. You look at what has happened, what I have done, what wrong step I have taken, and you then say to God, I recognize this was a mistake I made. This was a wrong turn. This was something I should not have said that. I am sorry. It is out of our Christian framework, and I'm not proud of myself. Please, Father Lord, forgive me. I do not want to do it again. You repent and you change your ways and you go out of your way not to repeat that mistake. And then we are also called to be not of this world, but to always be willing to change and to transfer, to be of new mind. And that is the process of us maybe changing, going through the worst into a better day. You know, when we are willing to change, we change when we reflect and we hold up the mirror and we say, this and this is not according to what I want to achieve. It is not in line with what God has installed with me or what God has planned for me. And therefore, you change your ways, you change your behavior, you change your language, you change the way that you talk in order for the worst to be history.
Sure. We separate. I was talking about this with Aneska Odeizen, that maybe we do all that you said, and the mistakes, and even after realizing the mistakes, we never. Most of us, I'm sure. I'm glad that there are those that would and are taught to go back to the Lord and say, Father, I have done wrong. That was a mistake I've made. But most of us never do that because we do not recognize the marketplace as God's space. And we have learned on Saturday, we have learned through Siskoli that our marketplace is our pulpit. That's where we need to represent Christ and do it with excellence as well. Not just do it anyhow, but with excellence.
Yes. Yes. She says that the marketplace is your pulpit. In other words, those of us who say we are Christians and we love Jesus and we are representatives of Jesus, that we are the light of God in the marketplace. The marketplace is our pulpit. The pulpit is that stand, that position in the church where the pastor or the minister preaches from. So the marketplace becomes a place where we become the light. We are not preaching in the marketplace. Our actions, the way we do things, is what preaches. It is how we express God. It is how we become the light in this dark marketplace, because it is dark and we are busy with many things in the marketplace. In the marketplace, we want to be financially successful. Mm. In the marketplace, we want our brands and our businesses to be influential, to be seen, to be known. When there is an issue, you want for your business as a doctor or a lawyer to be the one that is called to come and assist. As a professor, you want to be the one that's called to a conference to present this paper to enlighten people of that particular industry. So we are the light in the marketplace. But what kind of a light are we? We want to be a light that is representative of God, which means that the role that we play on Sunday in church does not change because we are at work. Because we are in a shop.
You're still the same person. You're still the same person who was in church.
The same person, yeah. The same responsibilities, and you must be the same light. Mm. In church, when they say stand up and do this, or something is needed, we do it cheerfully. Mm. We do it cheerfully, and we try by all means to meet the needs of the church. Mm. But when you're at work or you're in the office and something has to be done, all of a sudden it's as if you're speaking to the walls when you say, we need this chair to be moved. Mm. You know, and I'm giving a simple and maybe a stupid example, but I always use, it takes me back to a time when my car got stuck in church. When I came out of church, my car wouldn't start.
Yeah.
And I went back to church to say that, oh no, my car doesn't want to start. I think two or three men came to assist me going to their cars and getting the pliers, whatever it is, to charge my battery so I can go. And when I drove out of church, I was thinking to myself, wow, what if we were the same people everywhere else, in the shopping center, in the schoolyard, on the side of the road? What if we were the same? What if when you raised your hand and you said, I'm in need, people were ready to help you? And I really think that is what we must strive to be. You are not only a server in church or a healer on Sunday. You are also a healer in the marketplace. And healing does not mean a doctor with medication. Healing means that you have 5 minutes to listen to somebody and give them a hug. Mm. You have 5 minutes to listen to somebody and help them with a task in whatever job that they are, that they are struggling with. Mm. You know, it means that you are willing to be that mentor or that push for another person to reach their next level, to receive that promotion or that bonus. You know, you are the person that comes into a space and you bring in positiveness, positivity. You influence, you inspire positively. It is our role in the marketplace. My prayer is that as we run businesses, as we are leaders in different positions, that God opens our eyes to how we can use the business, our position, as ministry. And ministry simply means bringing God to light through what we do, making other people aware. Let them ask, how does Gia do it? And the next person must answer, no, she's a Christian. Mm. She's really somebody that is holding on and believing and doing things as much as possible with God. That is the influence that we want to be in the marketplace.
Ah, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I see Geraldine saying, my queen, we missed out on Saturday. So next time when Christian Women Business Network calls, run. Run. I think Geraldine is in Rustenburg, and I think the Christian Women Business Network already has a baby right there, right? Am I correct, Saskia?
You are correct. We already have a sisterhood in the Northwest. We launched in 2022 in Rustenburg, and this weekend we were in Klerksdorp also, which is part of the Northwest.
Uh-huh.
And our members, our sister friends, continue being in touch and connected via our WhatsApp, different WhatsApp groups, as well as follow us on our social media platforms where information is shared about meetings, words of encouragement, scripture related to our business on a daily basis is shared. So I stand with you and I support you and I'm putting my hand up with you and I'm screaming with you, my queen, to say, when you hear about Christian Women Business Network doing something somewhere, it is in your best interest to run for it and really take advantage of the moment.
All right.
Because we cannot guarantee you what you will experience, but we know you will go back with bags full of inspiration, knowledge, new connections, and
okay.
new possibilities, and God changing your life.
And she says, yes, I am in Rustenburg. I will check them out on social media. That's awesome. Do that. Alternatively, you can call the number 082-970-6035. It's 082-970-6035. And she says, there's a lot of unethical behavior that we as Christians are doing in the marketplace instead of being the light and people seeing Jesus, God in us. Hey, we need to change that. We need to change that. And that to know that he's coming back so soon and we will be giving account. And so we need to straighten up, repent and start doing things for his glory. Abucheck says, this is deep, and that's so true. Abucheck, may the Lord help us. Ah, Sis Matsiri Somorweng Kupari, hello, saying, thanks, Kia. It was nice having you here again, sis. That was awesome. That was awesome. And Wabona Yanung Kia, Abucheck is a guy, he's a man. So he's like, yo, we missed out, Mus.
Yeah.
Men need to be part of this, Skia. But I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying men are feeling like we are missing out. Mo, we are missing out. My queen, thank you so much for those words that you have given unto the body of Christ and everybody else who's in the marketplace and everyone who aspires to be in the marketplace and they want to be in there to know who they are, whose they are, and how to represent when they are in there, being the light, being the feet and the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ as well. As we're closing, my queen, I just need you to give your closing statements, and I'm going to ask you to pray. We got 2 minutes to do all of this, to pray for those in the marketplace and also to pray for South Africa. We are getting closer and closer to our voting. I think we are left with 23 days now and we will be voting. And so if you can just take us through that. But family, do remember, she's Kibuntle Bame on social media platforms. I'm correct, am I, queen? Both on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, otherwise the Christian Women Business Network,
otherwise,
the green and gold logo.
Oh, yes, the Christian Women Business Network. So you can check that on your social media platforms or you can dial the number 082-970-6035. And family, I'm also signing out. I love you so much. We'll be back with you again tomorrow on Heart to Heart, same time, same place. And we say what to the Lord in prayer, my queen?
Thank you so very much. Thank you for the opportunity to be with the Heart to Heart family once again today. And my last words of encouragement is for us to just keep on holding on to God and looking to him. There is nothing that is impossible for him. So the valley that we find ourselves in, we are definitely coming out of it. Just keep believing and praying and doing the right things to get out of that valley. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you once again for being our daddy, for being our father, for being Lord, for being kings. Thank you, Father, that you are a king above all kings, and there's nobody greater, wiser, smarter than you. Thank you, Father, that nothing challenges you. You conquer and defeat everything, Father God. We are so blessed to call you daddy. We are so blessed to call you our father. You take care of us, my Lord and Savior. I pray for every ear that is listening, that is hearing this prayer right now, my Lord and Savior. I pray, Father, that where there must be healing, Father, may you begin to heal. Where there must be restoration, Father God, may you begin to restore. Father, where hope is lost, Father God, may you begin to bring back that hope, Father God. I'm praying for mercy, and I'm praying for grace, and I'm praying for favor for my brothers and sisters listening to this prayer, Father God. I pray that you show up, my Lord, in the different spaces of our lives, our businesses, our ministries, our journeys, Father, especially, Father God, each and every one of us has got an area where we are most desperately needing you, Father God. And I'm praying, Father, that through your mercy and your grace, you will go into those desperate areas of ours, Father God, and do only what you can do for your children who are surrendered to you, who are depending on you, who do not see any other way, but you are the way for us in those circumstances, Father God. I pray that you be God. Father, I also place this country, this Republic of South Africa, under your care. I put it in your hand, my Lord and Savior. I say, as we approach, Father God, the elections, that you be with us, that you speak to each and every one of your children, that we go and we be the responsible citizens, Father God, that you have created us to be, that we are called to be. I pray for the new leaders that will come into position, that will come into place. I pray that they are under your influence, Father God. I pray that they are filled with you, and you surround them with the Holy Spirit, so that they do only what you want them to do for the good, for the greatness of this country, Father. We pray against poverty. We pray against lack of jobs, Father God. We pray against depression. We pray against suffering, Father God, based on the Republic and the leadership. We pray that you dismantle all those things that are by the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the living, powerful name of Jesus, we have prayed and we say amen. We are blessed, Father God. Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.